We work very hard at hearing and understanding what's happening on the ground.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Some solutions become clear only when you listen. That one simple truth shaped the International Council of Nurses Charter for Change, a blueprint for reform that lays out policy actions to secure the future for global health. In this insight, ICN CEO Howard Catton and ANA's Oriana Baudet explore how the ICN Charter for Change translates frontline nursing wisdom into a global, actionable plan for strengthening the nursing profession. They reflect on why deep listening to nurses, associations, and communities is essential to shaping policy that actually works, and they spotlight nursing models around the world that are reducing costs, improving outcomes, and demonstrating exactly what's possible when countries invest in advanced nursing practice.
One of the reasons that we developed the Charter for Change was because it's partly about bringing forward the solutions. I mean, I've talked a lot about we need to bring forward the breadth of evidence there is. We need to make our arguments in relation to not just health, but economics and other issues as well. But then people will say, well, what do we do? And the Charter for Change is just a very simple 10-point plan from decent work, investing in education, leadership positions, focus on public health and reorientating our health systems. It's a very simple 10-point plan. And actually, if I said to most nurses, give me a list of the 10 things that are important to do to support and to strengthen nursing, I bet there'd be a whole load of similarity with the stuff that's in our Charter for Change. Because again, this is not about trying to, you know, to make things super complicated. It's based on what the ICN board, the president, the staff, what we hear. One of the most important things for me in my role and for ICN is listening. Once we're out of touch with what people on the front line and our associations are saying, we're lost. And it's a simple point, but we work very hard at hearing and understanding what's happening on the ground. And all of that translates through. So here's a 10-point plan. And I think the Charter for Change, that 10-point plan, if people are saying, ministers, whoever are saying, what do we need to do? Plus the strategic directions. There's a lot of crossover between the two. We've got 10 points in our Charter for Change. The strategic plan has got those four areas of focus. There's more detail under them as well. But if people want the solutions, people want to know what the policy changes are, those are the places to go to. So don't give me an excuse that you haven't made a change because you don't know what to do, because we're telling you what to do as well.
And it's interesting hearing you have that perspective at a global scale. My job is to listen to what the needs are of our national nursing associations, which is what nurses do, right? We are listening all of the time to our patients, to their families, to our communities. Nurses take in more and more information to make better and better decisions on behalf of the people that we care for. And you're doing that at global scale. And so I'm so curious, as you are listening, as we're having these conversations around why this is imperative for every country to invest in nursing, and simultaneously you're doing this deep listening at global scale, are you seeing innovative approaches globally that are really keying into this aspect of equitable recruitment, or how they're looking at nursing, or even thinking about this adherence to the WHO global code of practice? What are you hearing and where are you seeing it work in countries or nursing models? Would love to get your insight.
Let me say a little bit more in terms of nursing practice and nursing models of care, because we have really worked to promote and advance and advocate for advanced nursing practice as part of the solutions piece. And we've collected many of the case studies from cardiac specialist nurses who are doing the triage, a wonderful model from Ireland, to triage people out who were having a significant cardiac incident and needed to go through emergency care, to people who their chest symptoms were the result of other causes and were being monitored and go elsewhere. The savings in terms of emergency admission time resulted in the hospital then hiring another advanced practice cardiac nurse. The One Health model from the US, I use it loads because this is wonderful in terms of how it was the nurses who looked at the regular A&E attenders to say, why is this happening? went upstream and found the drug problems, the housing problems, the relationship breakdowns, and recognized the need to work with other agencies to tackle prevention. Nurses are so good at getting at the root cause. And then when you allow the system to work with them to address those root cause issues. Japan, fascinating in terms of the work that community-based public health nurses have been doing around early disease prevention, supporting some mental health conditions, vaccination rates, to the point that Japan are at the forefront of supporting universal health coverage. Cancer, you know, the examples we've got of oncology advanced practice nurses working in low income countries who literally are going out and administering chemo on their motorbike into remote and rural places. We've tried to put those real life case studies in much of our advocacy work because, you know, if I go and present the evidence and give a policy option, I'm still leaving a big gap from the decision maker about how do I know if this will really work? And if I can put in front of them, here is the nurse from this country working in this way, and here you can see the results that they are having. There are a lot of challenges in relation to working conditions, violence and mental health, pay. But one of the lines in the State of the World's Nursing Report is basically a warning to countries. It says the evidence on advanced practice, the efficacy, the effectiveness, the value of it is absolutely clear. Countries must be really careful not to miss the massive opportunity that advanced practice represents. Now, and then what you can do is just say, I'll show you something that works. Now let's then do the work. So how do we build that from the ground up here?
Howard Catton is the CEO of the International Council of Nurses, and Ariana Baudette is the VP of Innovation at the American Nurses Association Credentialing Center and Foundation. You can hear more of Ori's conversation with Howard in See You Now, Episode 128, Investing in Nurses. Nursing is Humanity in Action. Download and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.